time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Alexandria Anderson. She is the Prevention Coordinator for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. And we're going to be talking all about the CARE Coalition, what it does, some of the services that it offers here in the county, and how you can access these services. Alexandria, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Anytime you guys want to come in, you're more than welcome to. That's what we're here for. It's what I always tell people. So let's talk about the CARE Coalition and what it does. There may be some people that really don't know about that much about the CARE Coalition. So let's talk about that and get started that way.
Well, did you know that CARE is actually an acronym? So it stands for Carbon Addiction Reduction Elimination. So our whole goal is to prevent substance use before students even get the idea. We start in pre-K with social-emotional learning, and then we graduate to middle school with advanced social-emotional learning with programs like Why Try that we have in Carbon County. And then in the high school, due to state mandates, they teach Botman's life skills. And so we try to get involved with that as well. We also do events outside of school that have evidence-based backing that support some of our prevention goals.
And what kind of programs do you offer for the, and is it just really centered around, say, like middle school to high school, or do you start at a younger age? Where are your ages?
We have a program within the primary schools right now, within the elementary schools, called Second Steps, that's taught by the school counselors that the CARE Coalition paid for the programming supplies that they now teach. So we start young. This week, in National Drug Fact Week, we are working with the health department to provide programming for pre-K and kindergarten.
And so what kinds of programs do you offer? Do you offer the same programming across the whole spectrum? Because I'm sure that, you know, a third grader would be totally different than, say, a ninth grader or somebody in high school.
I'm so happy that you asked that, because a lot of people think that it might be inappropriate to work with such young people to talk about substance use and substance use disorder, but I completely disagree. The intensity of the program is lessened with their age. So with a pre-K-er, we're not talking about needles and marijuana. We're talking about controlling their emotions and understanding their emotions, so that when they get to a point where they are in a rough place, they know who they can go to and how to get through that situation, where the outcome of that situation isn't them using substances.
And so it sounds like really the younger group gets mostly, like, would I be wrong in saying, like, social life skills and and ways to adapt and behaviors and things like that? Is that what the younger group
would get? We're trying to build that resilience over on, because when we listen to stories of people who have substance use disorder, they tell us that they were in a tough situation and they felt alone and that they turned to substances. And so we're trying to give youth at a young age a different way to turn.
And I guess one of the questions that needs to be asked, even though maybe some people don't want to hear the answer, is how big of an issue is it here in our area?
So in Carbon County, we get this thing called the SHARP survey that we hand out amongst youth that the school district does. And it gives us back information and statistics on what substances youth say they're using. And we tend to believe them. If they tell us that they're using e-cigarettes in a high volume, then we're going to believe them and we're going to address that. So it's a pretty big problem depending on the substance that we're focusing on. Amongst youth, the most popular substances that they use is alcohol, e-cigarettes, and marijuana. Marijuana is new on the rise, and so is e-cigarettes.
And I guess another way to kind of bridge the gap and talk about this is, and it's interesting that you would bring up those substances, starting next week, it's National Drug Facts Week. So we are going to have a series of interviews with people from the CARE Coalition speaking about those three in particular. So if you're interested in wanting more information on those, stick around and stay tuned next week, and we'll have more information for you. So let's kind of close everything down and wrap it up with the fact that if people are interested in learning more about the CARE Coalition and that type of information, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best way? I mean, is it Facebook? Is it calling on the phone? What are the easiest ways to get a hold of you guys?
So they can get a hold of me personally if they want to get involved. My email is aanderson@fourcorners.ws, or they can go to our CARE website, which is careforcarbon.org, or they can go to our Facebook page, which is also CARE for Carbon.
And that will have all that information on there as well. And you guys go through all that and let people know that. And because like I said, it's a hard conversation to have, but I believe it needs to be had. And it may be something that people don't want to hear. And that's why I was kind of interested in hearing, you know, as far as what kind of we're up against, so to speak, here in this area.
It's a conversation that is hard to have, but needs to be had earlier and earlier so that we get to a point where youth aren't even thinking of using substances.
All right. Alexandria Anderson with the CARE Coalition and Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it and appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.